Da skal vi tilbake til Bidjovagi og den nedlagte gruva der. For vi har i mange, mange år hadde, hva vi skal si, det her firma som heter Arctic Gold tidligere, nå heter de Arctic Minerals, som ønsket å starte med gruvedrift og først og fremst prøve boring i Bidjovagi, og de sa den gangen at det var veldig mye gull i malmen der, og det var veldig mye kobber, og Kautokeino kommune sa to ganger nei til konsekvensutredning, ikke egentlig til gruvedrift, men til konsekvensutredning, og det gjorde jo at de kunne ikke fortsette. Men nå har de fått, her tidligere fikk de en forlenget tillatelse til å lete, og nå i dag så kom de med en pressemelding på nett, hvor de sier at nå setter de i gang å jobbe. Og jeg har fått tak i CEO, direktør, sjefen i Arctic Minerals, Risto Bietele. Risto Bietele, how are you planning this work now this summer?
Well, first of all, we are planning to drill there because we believe that those latest results which we have are very encouraging for further work, and therefore, we want to increase the ore reserves in order to make new calculations for the future.
A big problem for you is obviously that Kautokeino Kommune, they said no two times before, even for a report to see if it's financially good to start a mine in Bidjovagi. Why are you believing that this time it's better?
Well, times change, and probably opinions of people, they do change as well. And as we have seen in newspapers, the state of Norway, they have a new approach of mining, because they have joined the EU Raw Materials Initiative, and Norway is nowadays more positive what comes to, for example, battery minerals. And we are thinking that also because mine in the future will bring a lot of jobs to Kautokeino community, that this would be good for the community in the future.
You mean it's easier for you to get permission to start the mine itself now than before, because of Norway's participation in the EU directive?
Oh, I don't know. Does it affect to the community? But we hope that attitude will be more positive.
Risto Bietele sier at han tror at ting har endret seg, og at det er mer, folk vil være mer positive til en gruve i dag enn de var den gangen da, de årene da Kautokeino kommunestyret sa nei. Og han sier også det at på grunn av at Norge er tilsluttet et direktiv som jeg for så vidt ikke kjenner, men som handler om mineraler, så blir på en måte Norge ansvarliggjort, og det vil bli krevd at vi bidrar med mer mineraler til verden, for å si det sånn. Både gull og kobber, men også andre ting. But Risto Bietele, the position of the reindeer community is still the same against mines in Bidjovagi. What is your comment?
Well, my comment is that we have not started to negotiate with them regarding these new plans. So we hope that we can get together and start to discuss.
So are you thinking that money is going to fix this problem, or do you have a plan for how to make a mine without affecting the reindeer herding?
No, well, I don't know about the money, but we hope that the attitude has changed, because Kautokeino community needs jobs. And during the mining in the past, mine could make arrangements with the reindeer herding so that the harm to the herding business was minimal. And that is actually our plan also this time, that we need to cooperation with the reindeer herders in order to know which times of the year are the best to do the work and which time is best for example, calving and migration. I think these are things which can be fixed.
Okej. Okay. Här säger alltså Risto Bredele att, att han vet inte kursen, alltså han har inte helt klart för sig själv, inte det ekonomiska eventuell kompensation över för flötsamman i området, men han säger att vi har inte startat några förhandlingar ändå, men han tror det att, att hållningen har ändrat sig. Kautokeino kommun tränger sort flera arbetsplatser och de vill tillpassa sig rendrifta när det gäller säsong och katt de kan driva och eventuellt inte driva. When are you going to start talking with the reindeer community and the Kautokeino kommun about this?
Well, we have to start the discussion very soon, because we have to get the permission for drilling, and we know that in the summertime there is very limited time where we can when we can be there, just because of reindeer herding, and we want to keep that time very strictly so that we do not disturb radio herding livelihood at all. So it's going to be very soon.
Yeah, okay. And but the drilling will start this summer anyway. For this is for also probe boring. Will start now this summer.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And this is something you can do without the consent of Kautokeino kommun.
Well, we have exploration permits which allow us to do exploration work, but anyway we have to inform Dirmin, the mine directorate, and we have to of course discuss with locals so that everybody knows what we are doing and when, and we get permission for transport and using the roads and so on.
Okej, okay. Han bekräftar alltså att de kommer till att starta med prövoborring i sommar, men de har ändå naturligtvis sökt om tillåtelser både hos den ena och den andra, och också starta dialog med rendrifta om det här. Bietele, you say in your press release today that you have discovered more gold and more copper inside the ore than previously believed.
Yes, that's true.
And even more gold per ton than copper. How is that possible?
Well, that's possible, yeah. Because in the past, a lot of drill holes were drilled, and part of those drill holes were never analyzed. And we have now looked at the archives and analyzed some of the old core once again, and we have noticed that there is much more gold.
Okay, but the question remains, why were this never analyzed before?
Well, at that time, prices were different, and it was at that time it was easier to make decision to shut down the mine, because the economy was not very good due to low metal prices.
I see. Okej, okay. Dess Risto Bredele här säger, jag spör han om att alltså, de har faktiskt funnit De har funnet mye mer, både gull og kobber per tonn malm, enn de hadde trodd tidligere, og til og med mer gull per tonn enn kobber per tonn, hvilket veldig uvanlig. Han sier at nå er de gamle prøvene analysert som ikke var analysert tidligere, og derfor har han funnet ut det her. Ok, CEO, administrerende direktør Risto Biedela i Arctic Minerals, thank you for being with us today.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Det var altså administrerende direktør i Arctic Minerals, Risto Biedela. Her kommer han til å få kjempe mange problemer fremover, helt sikkert. Men på den andre siden så har han også rett i at Europa krever mer av alle landene, både i EU og også i EØS. Og de tallene som den presenterer i dag når det gjelder gullinnhold og kobberinnhold i malmen i Bidjovagi er ganske oppsiktsvekkende. Fordi at nå ser det ut til at malmressursene, altså total mengde malm som kan brytes, er på hele 3,3 millioner tonn. Og i den her malmen så har de da funnet ut at der ligger 1,27 gram gull per tonn og 0,97% kobber. Det er altså mer gull i den her malmen enn det er kobber, hvilket er litt spesielt. Nu sier altså Arctic Minerals at de må inn i samtalet ganske kjapt både med lokale myndigheter i Kautokeino, og det er vel fortsatt sånn at staten gir letetillatelser, det kan ingen gjøre noe med, men det kommer nok til å bli et salig liv etter hvert om denne saken.